Thanks everybody for coming. I think we'll have a good meeting down this room. This is pretty nice place. Pretty cool. So change pace. So all right, our meetings are first interview is 6:15. So we'll get moving. The minutes, there were emails, the minutes from last month's meeting, January 21st. Everybody, anybody have a question? Sir? Is that a motion? All in favor?
Move it.
Tracy, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Carry 2-4-0.
Who is this?
Okay. Did John say he wasn't coming?
No.
No, he didn't tell me.
I mean, he did say 6 was good for him, as long as he knew.
Yeah.
Wait,
we'll give him a few minutes. I just want...
I don't mind if John... Yeah.
At 6:15, it's easy for him. He has much easier for you. So, Tim, thank you.
Okay. I'll make mine really quick. I'll start with some good news. Last month I reported that we're going to be paying $10 a ton for a single stream. Well, the markets are fluctuating so much, and when I talked to the dealers and the brokers, it sounded like that was going to be the continued path, probably for most of the year, the economic forecast, or it could even get worse. However, I did get an email that said I was paying $10 a ton, instead of zero for the month of February, for both brokers. We deal with two main brokers in the area. There's only the two that we deal with, one in Albany and one in Beacon. So we're at zero. So
that's what we were at, and you're expecting to go up to 10?
No, we for the month of share, we were paying 10 to get rid of it. At one point, we were getting paid $12, $15 a ton during the good times. The last summer, we're down to zero, and then they were paying $5 a ton. And in January, we had to pay $10 a ton to get rid of it. And that looked like, with all my indicators, the people I spoke with signed that for the rest of the year, that's probably what we're looking at. However, the email I just received from one of the brokers is going to be the zero, at least for the month of February. What's going to happen in March, I don't know. There's the markets are all over the place.
Well, that's my question. Is that Kingston and the other municipality, not the municipalities that have a site agreement? So are those the only ones who are bringing it, or are we also for the commercial sector paying $10 a ton for theirs?
About three-quarters of the fine that we see is from the private sector.
Why are we taking it then if we have to pay the urban?
It's something that the board I talked about charging for single stream. For everybody. It's five across the board. And it's some correspondence, I had email correspondence with about charging $10 a ton. We're getting charged $10, just pass that on to whoever's bringing it. Whether it's a municipality or a private sector. And it's a direct reflection of our volume. Our volume in 2014, we took in about 6,000 tons. In 15, it went up to 9,000.
I was going to say, if they're going to the profit, they don't give it to you. They take it.
They take it when the times are good, and they dump it on us when the times are bad. So the board and I did discuss about charging $10 a ton. That we didn't have a board meeting in January, so I didn't get a chance to talk to them about it at the board meeting. But a February board meeting, I'll talk to them. The markets are going like this. I did recommend to the board, and it seemed very receptive, that I don't think you should do this on a month-to-month thing. Mm-hmm. I think we have the agency to do it quarterly. So we'll look at it every quarter. So we don't have wild fluctuations in our pricing. That could really, especially for municipalities who are tight budgets and you know, they've already done their budgeting for the year. If we're all over the place, it's going to make it harder for them. So this is a look at quarter by quarter.
The municipalities that have a contract, they would not be exempt. They would be exempt. It would just be the municipalities like the Sorbetes, the Marlborough.
Because all the ones that we service, that's all dual streams. So, we're still making money on the dual streams. So
why don't you just take $10 across the board? When times are bad, they'll bring it to you and pay $10. And when times are good, you're not going to stand, but they'll pay.
Whatever goes up to $20 a ton, we've got to pay them, then we would just charge them. Now, we used to charge for recycling. We used to always charge it. You know, when I took over, I was trying to get away from that. That was good to try to encourage recycling and so forth. Mm-hmm. We're making money out of there because it comes to a point where we're not making money anymore.
We're
breaking
even,
and then look what up, and we can look we have to charge.
Yeah, I mean, I've always been a strong supporter of not charging for recycling, but that was in the context of talking about municipalities which we had contractual agreements with. Mm-hmm. So it was a part of the whole picture, saying if we have zero tipping fees on recycling, it'll maybe mean that they'll pull more from the waste stream and get more into recycling. But that, and so it was a part of the whole. It never occurred to me that we would allow the private sector to just use us, you know, when times were
competitive.
It just seems crazy. I mean, I know this has been the trend, but it just doesn't make sense.
The private sector. A lot of our mining comes from a lot of small holders. They have no place to go. There's no place to go. And unless they drive themselves to Albany, but they can't. And we'll tie a packer truck. They can't take a trip up to Albany or Town B. So there's no other place to go.
Where's
the only
outlet?
So you're getting there year-round. Regardless of the price.
Right. The little guys, because they have other places to go. The people that have an option are county waste. They sit there and they run the numbers. Okay, it makes sense to drive our facility in Catskill or to dump it on the RMA. And the fuel costs are, you know, right now we can dump it on the RMA. Some of it depending where our routes are, northern all sorts of things.
Yeah.
So they're always running the numbers. They know the finances, where it makes sense. Now, if we charge $10 a ton, you know, instead of doing 9,000 tons like we did last year, we dropped down to 8,000 or 7,000.
That's not that much, is it? $10 a ton with ABS?
They might not know the numbers again.
Right.
Now, the small guy can't. The guys with 2 packers or 3 packers.
They're going to pass the cost along to the users.
To the users, right.
And what's the difference between striking on the show and then the garbage show?
Well, the difference is there's a lot of things. If we were actually enforcing, I mean, the law is fairly strict. I mean, even throwing that in the garbage, they're pretty strict.
Actually, can you drive down in your road, our garbage pickup day, and you tell me that people are not putting recyclables in with their regular trash?
I know. That's
all right, I'm not saying it's right, but in a perfect world, you're right, it's the law. But at the end of the day, people do a lot of things with their
law. That's where enforcement comes in. I mean, it's sort of a big kind of problem.
In every house.
No, you can't, but I mean, how many tickets have we issued? How many fines have we issued?
I just had $1,000 fine.
But not to a house.
We have a fine, is that at first?
Yeah, there's only, but we don't go house to house. we penalize the balls.
I know.
And if we get a detective to follow up on it,
finally a penalty. I mean, then with enforcement comes change, reform.
We have complaints, and a lot of times what happens, they have complaints, get them on video, and call hauler and start it off. I got you on video. And you know what? It's 9 times that kind of works. So that's what looks like. Not only you're going to have fines, but also there's criminal penalties involved.
Yeah.
As soon as you talk about criminal, Ohio's all right. Okay, all right, no problem, yeah. We'll take care of it. But he's actually the one that I had to issue the $1,000 fine because it was only a couple of weeks ago. And we said, look, I only warned you about it once. That's a $1,000 fine. He said, okay. And I said, I want it by Monday. This was like on Friday, I had to check. Yeah. And if it happens again, I'll double it again, and then I'll double it again after that if I have to. So
I don't really want to know what you have on video. You're what?
I have a bank when I was 4 a.m. in the morning with video again. looking for
Tom, right?
Yeah, Tom. Who's a member of the sheriff's department as well. So we don't do it for individuals. It'd be hard for them to check every place. So when the haulers are, some of our instances, sometimes we'll get a complaint. I can't wait for slow body trucks, the one size garbage, the other size recycling. My people get confused. I think they're dumping them both together.
I think
so when we go in to investigate, a lot of times that's what ends up being. But other times, though, there have been instances where Tom's not right. It's the same. They got them right on video. They take the one garbage can, they throw it back in the truck, and take the recycling, throw it right in the same truck.
So I called Tim on businesses in my community, I don't want to name, but where Tim sent people out just as a courtesy and said, you know, you're not supposed to. Because I tried to have the conversation with him. You can't put out a recycling bin and then walk it to the dumpster, which is what they were doing. And they're like, we've been doing that for so long. And finally, I called Tim and said, can you send someone over? This is any force that you're not supposed to do that. And they stopped.
Yeah.
Good.
So, Yes, we do. We do wish it's fine. Yeah, because so far usually you call them and you start going on criminal penalties. People stand up pretty quick.
You know what? It's not hard to reply.
No, it's not hard.
It's not the big guy.
The other head of my whole court is, which was the most powerful thing, the big mayor of Royal Prince Mansion County, is the clients of them, I've got a lot of these stuff. You're talking about, which has a $19 billion company. So $5,000 for what does mean something, but I do have a reporter sitting at the board meetings. So I tell them, I said, you know, well, he's just good to know the board meeting that you guys are in violation. And you're going to be in the paper. And I'm sure the shareholders are going to like that.
Well, hopefully with a little bit of luck, we'll have you, some new board members in the next few days.
I know you're busy.
We got eight people today.
Before I go, I just want to mention one more thing. If any of you hear anything from your town with a recycling box, I want to order them in January. I'm hoping to get them ordered in February. I don't have a quorum on that. 82 boxes I want to order. So
have a meeting next Wednesday.
We're going to have a 24th is our annual meeting. Separated, but if I start using the long boxes for Amazon, I could start with the brand, and I don't want to
use it.
So the box is going to be about 400 grand. Just short of that.
Thank you.
You want to cut it short, man?
No, I don't think I can do this. Our first one is 615. John, did you have any questions, with the RA? We'll go over later, or you can just... Let's authorize you. Let's go to resolution 89 and quick, get that done. Authorizing a 60-day extension for reporting to the U.S. County Legislature on solid waste management improvement. Motion seconded. Anybody have any concerns, questions? Are we okay with?
Yeah, okay.
I'm okay. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, carried 5-0. Now we're going to go to 108. Confirming appointment of member. Actually, we should go to 109, right? The double one.
No.
If you want to do 108 first.
Okay, 108, member for the Oak County Resource Recovery Agency. That's the one Fred
read. Yeah. Can I ask a question on that? I'm over for the
This is filling
Catherine Nielsen's vacancy that she resigned. Yeah.
She has 1 year
left. No, 2 years. 2 years? Yeah, so she was appointed last year. So I guess the one question, which, I still appreciate the opportunity to interview, but I'm less, why isn't Fred being interviewed?
Because we're losing three of the three longest serving members of the board of directors.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie came on filling John's seat,
yeah.
And then Dave Gordon came in, brand new. We're losing almost every piece of institutional knowledge on the board, and I wanted to go into the interviews that we're having for the two full term seats with as much of an open mind as possible, and I didn't want to put Fred in there. Fred is an appointment that I'm making specifically because he has institutional memory at the IRA. He was on the IRA board, he was chair of the legislature, he served as a town supervisor. I feel like he's going to fill a gap that there's going to be in institutional knowledge.
Okay. Because when did he serve on the board?
He served on the board, so it was 2008, 2009, 2010, something like that.
Right before he was in my...
It had to be 8, 9, I think.
8, 9?
Sounds right, yeah. He was the minority appointment previous to John being the minority appointment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that was my reasoning for doing it separately. To me, it was cleaner to do it in separate resolutions too. You know, filling the term and the two full terms. So that was my
problem. I'm sorry you hit with it then.
We withdraw our motion. And then for the executive session, just for clarification. We're allowed to go into executive session to do these interviews. It's under what? Can someone say what the exact reason is?
It's considered a personnel since we're appointing somebody to the board of directors.
Okay. I mean, we have to leave.
We've got to pass it.
Yeah.
I know. All right.
So is there a motion to go into the executive session?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
There's no discussion. Just,
No action was taken in the executive session. Do you want to just go back to Fred's resolution now? We'll go right more. More wait. Confirming appointment of a member to the Ulster County Resource Recovery Agency. Second. Discussion.
I felt strongly about this now. I mean, if I can speak on that, I felt strong enough that even though we were doing the interviews on the two appointments that are full terms, I really feel strongly that right now it's not any institutional knowledge of the agency or the agency's relationship to the legislature or, you know, the past things that's going on beyond what Charlie knows. And Dave Gordon is newer than that. He's finishing his first term. Charlie's finishing his first 1.5 term. Fred was on the board back then. He was a town supervisor dealing with the RA, and he was a county legislator a couple of times, you know, once earlier on and once when he was chair of the legislature when he came back, you know, for one term for the last 33 member legislature. I really feel that it's important not to lose sight of the institutional knowledge. I see him as a bridge to the newly constituted board while everyone is up to speed, because even this person who has the most knowledge of the agency of anybody is going to go on there and be a new member who's never been there, never dealt with the issue that the RRA board deals with. Fred has done that. I really feel strongly that losing that institutional knowledge would be a mistake for the agency. And I don't think that we can do that. I just now feel
way more conflicted than before the interview process, because supporting this resolution, I know what it's going to mean for the next resolution. And from my perspective, you know, there are three people I'd like to see on that board, and two I really wish that Fred had come to an interview process, even if he came with the assumption, I mean, it's not his fault, but even if he came with the assumption that he was getting the Google, because my buy-in would be different if I walked away from that interview thinking, oh, I totally see it, I get it. I met Fred, and I just saw six, you know, six really good interviews and three for me that I could feel really good about supporting. So it put me in a quandary with this resolution because, I mean, it's obvious.
Did he want this?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm struggling. This is where I'm at.
What's the plan? Are we still the second resolution, or are we going to add two things tonight here?
It doesn't have to be tonight, but
how would it go forward?
I mean, it's actually easy to add the names later on, and I just don't know how to move my skill games between now and then. It just isn't worth everyone. I think so.
I think unless there's some sense. Unless we do two and then one alternate, I mean, would you be committed to doing one alternate or the other two drops?
Yeah, the next one.
Let's stay on one. All right, so the motion is chairman. All in favor of Fred Barnhart for resolution 109, which is the unexpired term of Kathy Nielsen. Fred Barnhart. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Opposed?
No.
Five and a half.
Yeah.
All right. Refer to the energy committee. Leon Smith, replacing Leon Smith and Dominic Taglia Fierro.
Can we have the motion to put it on the table?
I'll move it on the table.
Sorry. Is there a motion? Well, I'm going to do the easy one. I'm going to make a motion for Brian.
I'm so thrilled that we did the interview process because absent the interview process, and putting out in the paper and having Tim Rose say, I talked to him. I said, Tim, do you have any ideas of people that you've met that you think would be a good fit? And he called me up and he said, Tim, you know, he said, I just want to make sure that you don't think it'd be a conflict, but, you know, this guy, you know, Brian DeMeyer, I ran into him, he's back in Ulster County, retired to his home in Ulster County now. And he's, so great. I've worked underneath him before. I just think he'd be a real asset to the church, and he came and interviewed, spectacularly. I'm thrilled about that because before putting out the call for applicants, I had never met him, and we might be missing out on his expertise and his service. So.
Yeah, he's wild. Alright, so all in favor of Brian? Alright, motion.
I'm gonna vote yes for Jack with Lisa as an alternate. I'm gonna right now vote no for Fred, and I'm not sure what I'm gonna do on the floor.
Okay.
But because I think Jack will be great, I don't know Fred, and it pains me that we're not gonna have Lisa as a fair choice. Like it's really. I don't know what I'll do on the floor, but that's what I'm gonna do. I don't want to vote against Jack. I think it was a good interview.
I was really impressed with
you. I think Jack, again, I'm saying I think Jack would be good, I think Lisa would have been great. I'd like to see her listed on there as the first alternate. I'm going to check for that one first.
I mean, for the other option, for the language, making Lisa listed, if we were adding Brian's name and Jack's name now, I'm hearing is most likely going on there because we're not yet to the resolution. At this point, the next committee that this resolution is going to go to, it's no committee. Sorry, it's going to the floor next. So if Brian were to turn, we'd make an amendment on the floor, and you have, and everyone in this room, and it's on stage, has my commitment that Lisa replaces Brian if he opts out after
and I hope that she'll put me
or
next year.
Yeah,
it's not that far away.
Well, that's again, and that's part of what
I was... Does that also include if for some reason Jack opts out?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely, yes.
Well, yeah. To be clear.
I think if we just we have...
We'll see.
But...
No.
Can you go for another chairman?
Change your vote.
All right. So, do we vote?
No.
All right. Motion, all in favor of Jack?
Aye.
Opposed?
All right, carried.
Thank you, everybody. No, that was tough. So, you know what?
Can we do it on the phone?
Okay, so we'll just do the one resolution.
Right? Yeah, now on the resolution.
On the resolution.
As a matter.
Climate Smart. We talked about a strategic plan for the year, but the most immediate thing is that there are a lot of half a dozen projects that are large, relatively large scale solar projects, 2 to 4 to 10 megawatts, that seem stuck. Towns of Solstice, New Paltz, I'm forgetting all of them, but the county has 2. There's a proposal down in actually in Ron's area at Colony Farm. So there, we thought that it would be a good idea to get all the people, all the municipal officials that are working on these projects together to share what worked and interconnection and all these volumetric and blah blah blah. You know, all the technical things that impact that and see if we could sort of break the logjam and these projects actually implemented by working together. So Pat Courtney Strong has kind of taken the leadership on that to pull a municipal conference together, similar to what we did on street lighting last year, that actually resulted in a CFA coming to to move those street lighting projects forward, which is a huge way to reduce energy and save municipalities money. I wanted to, if I could, just real quick back up and say that I want to repeat something I think I said last month or a month, you know, sometime recently. I have a lot of concern about the municipalities that are not using the agency system. They're using the hauler, they're paying the hauler, and the hauler is dumping this material onto our dual stream, well, bringing it
into Ulster County, and then we have to ship it up to Attleboro. All of the other towns in the county that are participating are providing high-quality material that can be by our MRF and marketed by our MRF. So we have the money. But the towns that have privatized, I think, you know, they're all getting charged the same thing and they all have the same potential benefits. But those who have opted out are actually costing the RRA more than the ones who have stayed in. And I'm raising that again because I think that it needs to be addressed. And one of those towns is Marbletown. You know, we represent Marbletown. But in terms, it's just in terms of fairness overall, I think there's a gap. And I just wanted to get that on the record and not let us forget that.
I just don't know what, you know, I don't know what the solution or end game there would be. I don't know what you can do, you know. You can't force the towns to sign a contract. And
we talked about it at the beginning of the meeting, what the board can choose to do.
Right,
with the
charge. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, maybe
yeah, the board can charge them.
I don't understand why they wouldn't, because if, you know, they're doing a, they're essentially doing a service that they're making the rest of the system users pay for to the installed system by contract.
Which is not crazy.
No, I would say it's crazy because since I've been a legislator and involved in the RRA board, single stream was the thing. Congress built a $300 billion single stream plant up in Albany.
It's been a long term discussion about how viable it is.
Yeah, oh well, I know what you're saying. Usually you don't see a company make that kind of an investment and then have it go so upside down in a matter of a couple of years to where the stuff is relatively worthless. I mean, and part of it's because the commodities market, you know, for recyclables as a whole has taken a humongous dive. But even our gold stream stuff isn't worth what it was.
But in Solid Waste Management Improvement Commission, the reporting charges that I had is that I ever commercial. I've been to more than one. And so I recently called Bob Brown there who runs it, and we talked, they transitioned to single stream, so we talked about it. He said that they still have a market for all their single stream, that their residual waste is so minimal that they're not even shipping it out, that the purchaser's coming through the dock to take it. So what I would attribute that to, maybe, is it, again, it's a contained system. It's a system that they spend more than $50,000 annually educating their users of their system, which are only their county, as to how exactly to bring the product, how to clean it. Yes, not separated, single stream, but why is their end product so much more valuable than waste management? Waste management is a giant corporation, you know, hauling from all over. So there's something to be said about owning your own destiny, and maybe that has a bit of an impact. But getting back to Nana's point in terms of it's just beyond my ability to comprehend that for the municipalities we don't have a contract with to still allow them to deliver something in a form that we can't accept, and to just say, okay, we'll take it and we'll take a loss on it. We don't have a contract with them. Well, I don't understand why the board would even do that. It'd be totally illogical to me.
No, you know what, Chase, not everything we do is fair or even. I mean, you know, look at the sheriff's patrol. Marbletown and Rochester don't have town police forces. Rosendale does. Rosendale residents are paying just as much in police protection as we are. I mean, they're going to micromanage it and go, well, the residents of Rosendale should be paying as much for police.
Totally different. Marbletown has recyclables in.
Look at Hartford. How much did we spend on flooded roads? Millions of dollars a few years ago when the Hurricane Irene hit. 250 people live out there. City of Kingston has no county roads or bridges. Those people are paying for it. You know, after a while, you get to say, listen, this is a system.
It's not
a perfect system.
But it's different without the opportunity to sign a contract.
County taxpayers that are bringing in these items there. There's still residents that are doing it.
I mean, is it their fault that the town board supervisor didn't, you know, try to fight or fought with you already and just to make a point didn't sign with them? I mean, is it their fault?
It's going to be expensive.
It's going to be expensive. Yeah. It's a disaster. But he has a proven point. And, you know, is that the residents' fault that are going to die? After a while, you can, if we're going to figure out what's even, let's do it for everything.
I don't know. I understand. That's the deal.
The city has always brought us, I mean, ever since they started collecting the single stream, they've always brought it to the RA. And we actually, we used to sell it to county base for $20 a ton.
All right. We good? 9 o'clock. Motion for the main ready? Thank you. Motion for adjournment?
Same motion.
Come on, I can't sit down. All in favor?
Yeah,
that was interesting.